Please be seated, and any youngsters who would care to come down for our children's time, you are welcome to do that. If it will make you feel better to bring a parent, a grandparent, or a friend, that's okay too. Well, Connor, it looks like it might just be you and me this morning, which is perfectly fine. Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. Is it okay if we let them listen in? Okay, good. So you can listen in. When Sarah and Lizzie's sitting right out there now, but when they were little girls, well, not that little, I guess, but anyway, they played softball. And neither Margaret nor I are very athletic, but they wanted to play softball, and they played for a couple of years, and they enjoyed it. They had a great coach. His name was Butch Bryant, and Butch was very concerned with their learning the game. He loved to win, but that wasn't the most important thing to him. It really was that the young women on the team learned to play the game. And, of course, when we went to play other teams, then there had to be a winner and a loser, right? I mean, somebody won the game, somebody lost the game. So one of the things that the coach taught them was how to be a good sport. Whether you win or whether you lose, you shake the hand of the other team, you tell them good game, you are a good sport. Well, one day we went to play a particular team, and when we arrived, we were one player short. We had one too few players to play, which means by the rule book, they automatically win. They don't even have to play the game, you know? So we figured, well, we'll just chalk this up to their having a win. But the other team came up with a really creative idea. They said, look, we came out here to play softball. Why don't we loan you one of our players? She can play on your team, and we'll go ahead and play the game. And that's exactly what they did. And the young woman who came and played on our team played just as hard as any of our young women did. And you know, the interesting thing is, I don't remember who won or lost that particular game. What I remember is that other team was willing to take the chance on losing just so they could have the fun of playing the game. They didn't see it as us and them. They saw it as all of us enjoying the game, no matter who won, no matter who lost. And I thought that was a great lesson, not just for the young women who were playing, but for me as well. Now, you heard Pastor Lisa read this passage from Scripture, and you're going to hear me say more about that. And I'm going to talk a lot more about what it means to look at the world as us and them, or, as I believe Jesus looks at the world, to look at the world as us, only us. So as you listen, you'll know what I'm talking about, won't you? Thanks. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us an opportunity to gather together, to teach us your love through the example of Jesus, and to help us to live out that love for all, so that no one in the world will feel like a them, because they are all your beloved children. We are all a part of your family and are us. In Jesus' name we give you thanks. Amen. Thanks for coming down, Connor.